Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Peggy.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, it's squirrel season.
Yeah, so it's been squirrel season, and you know, a lot of people don't hunt them until it has that first frost to get rid of the warbles. It's been cold enough, I think, be okay. The ones around my house, I don't see evidence of any warbles on them. I haven't shot any of them, but I do look at them through the rifle scope. And that's a good time to get out in the woods and just kind of sit there and sit quiet, and you can scout for deer at the same time. I mean, that's...
You can learn a lot just sitting and listening.
Plus getting your supper.
Plus getting supper.
Yeah, heck yeah.
There you go.
There's nothing like a good squirrel, fried squirrel or squirrel gravy and biscuits, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Boy, I miss Grandma Cosmo. Italian. My grandmother was Italian. Grandpa, he was part Italian, part kind of English. And loved the outdoors, but luckily for him, he married a gal that just would cook whatever was brought home and do it well.
Wow, so, good deal.
So I don't know how many times we had squirrel gravy and rabbit gravy.
Yeah, we used to eat a lot of them. And matter of fact, last weekend during the Ohio State game, a friend of mine brought quail breast wrapped in bacon.
Ooh.
Of course, there's some bird shot in some of it, so you had to kind of watch what you're chewing on.
Every once in a while, you found a nugget, so to speak.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But, it was good food. And, you know, again, being out in the woods, scouting deer, you can pick up some squirrels while you're out there at the same time, because you pretty much got to sit still and listen and watch for the deer or even fall turkey. So...
Our friend Josh Knoffer, one of our sponsors, he went up to Elkhorn and went
last Saturday
went up to Elkhorn and went pheasant hunting.
Yeah.
And they did well. And you're on your way here before long, too.
Yep, on the 11th. And Josh is going with us then, too.
Is he? Wow.
Yeah, yep.
I'm going to have to become friends with you guys someday. That's all I can say. Maybe I can go. Yeah. But anyways, but tell folks, we've had the folks that have Elkhorn on our show before. Great place to go.
Sam and Peg Ballou, yes, they're wonderful people. It's a good time. It's a European hunt, and for people that's not familiar with that, it's a different type of hunt.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty good. The fee for the hunt is $235, and it starts out with a 50-bird sporting clay. And then you go out and do the European hunt. Then you come in and you eat lunch, which they serve. And then you go out in the afternoon and you hunt the birds that got away.
Gotcha.
And for that fee, they also skin the birds for you. Now, if you want them plucked, they charge you $250 extra. But if they skin them, that's all part of the – it's up in Bucyrus and – you can go on their website, Elkhorn Lake Hunt Club, and find out the particulars on it. But they take a group of 20 people. You have to have 20 people in the group. And for the European-style hunt, there's other types of hunts up there also. I mean, they got just traditional hunting and stuff
which is
like
a dog-guided situation.
Yeah, so.
And you're talking about something amazing in any of the places you go to. But the dogs there are just so darn disciplined and so well trained that it blows your mind.
Yeah.
You come home, start yelling at the kids saying, why can't you behave like the dogs?
I don't know about that.
Well, maybe that was just the one time I said that. But anyways, great place to go. But again, those folks also do some events throughout the year too.
Yes, they do.
That are just so darn family oriented and a great time. And I'm sure you guys will have a good time, but...
if not, it's our own fault.
It's your own fault, but some pheasant will probably come home and...
Most definitely will.
We're even going to have a pheasant recipe this week. How about that?
That's great.
And it's not my orange juice marinated one. It's a little different, so...
It isn't a brick pheasant.
No, we haven't done the brick pheasant in a long time. That one's a good one, too.
Oh.
But, I like putting... pheasants in orange juice and then running them through the smoker, and they come out real nice and tasty that way.
Huh.
So it's kind of the good deal. Get the sweet and smoky flavor and
Pretty Sounds good. Interesting.
You can sit down and pick them apart and watch a football game. How about that?
Yeah, that's what we did with the football game. Picked them quail breasts apart.
So if people would want to go up to Elkhorn, you can go to their website, Elkhorn Hunt Club.
Elkhorn Lake Hunt Club.
Elkhorn yep. Lake. I always forget that part.
Yeah, and they'll give you directions from any direction. Just go on their website. They have all the different hunts they have there, and it's really a good time. This is probably about the fourth time I've done it. So
I was up there one time, and we came back through and went to Waldo and got a bologna sandwich at the GNR Grill.
Yeah, I've seen those advertised on
billboards. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the best bologna sandwich is gone.
It is pretty good. Well, folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.